Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the trap of dawn,
giving them all.
Just like a million bucks, things in its cups.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Y'all listening to The Voice? Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, oh man, got a radio show. Yeah, I do. God's so big to me, man. I just have to tell you about it. I can't help it. It's rather obvious to me how big, how good God is. He's absolutely tremendous. He's off the chain. You know, man, I wanted to share something with you today. You know, if you're out there, start your mission today. Why don't we all decide together? Better yet, let's just kill that, because you don't. Just individually. Look, you listening. Everybody's got something that's on the table that they haven't yet attacked yet. What are you waiting for? Start your mission today. Stop the procrastination now. And if you allow procrastination to set in, then that allows then, which is a weakness, you know, but that allows the devil then to just really do his thing. Because an idle mind is the devil's playground. So if you ain't working on your goals, dreams, aspirations, or visions, you just waking up seeing how today gonna go, or the devil, he got plenty for you to do. See, but if you get your mind right on your goal and your focus and your purpose, then you can go on about your business. Then when the distraction comes, you can catch yourself. Now, that don't mean you ain't going to fall privy or fall prey to some of your distractions, because you will. But you will have a goal in mind, an aspiration that makes you go, hold on, man, I got to stay focused here, because what I really want, where I'm really trying to go, the thing that I'm really after, this new little thing that's being introduced, this don't fit into the equation. Man, let me keep it moving. Or you may step off the line for a little while. You know, like I said yesterday, the thing about God is he's so forgiving that if you get out of line, he'll hold your place. See, that's the real cool thing. A lot of people will do that for you too. Like I said, if you're at the movie theater or you're at the amusement park and you're in a line and you forget something, if you politely ask the person behind you, hey man, I got to run to my car, left something, would you hold my place? Most people will say, fine, yeah, go ahead. And when you come back, they don't have a problem. See, your problem is you want to get out the line, go do something, then come back and just get up in the line further up than you were, or cut somebody. Now you got a problem, because see, everybody looking at you now like, oh, whoa, partner, where you come from? You know, the lines start back here. But see, the thing with God is God don't do that. God don't say the lines start back here. God holds your place. When you make a mistake and you fall off the line, God holds your place. But if you ain't got no dreams, aspiration, if you ain't got no place, what he holding for you? See, I mean, he got a place for you, but you got to come to him. See, some people, here's what I'm saying. If you got a goal, an aspiration, a dream, and you fall off track momentarily, you can get back to that. Because God know where you left off. Now, you may have to accomplish a few more things since you stopped for a long period of time, but God know where you left off. You can get back on track. Look, man, this dream of being on TV since I was a kid, it got off track now. It got off track. I just kept it as one of the dreams. And in some real dark moments when it looked like it wasn't going to happen, all I was hanging on to was just the hope that one day it could. But that's what faith is really about. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. But faith gives you the confidence to keep hoping, man. Sometimes it just keep hope alive. Sometimes, you heard Jesse Jackson say it, just keep hope alive. Sometimes, man, it's just the hope. I was hanging on a hope. And I'm talking about when it got real ugly and funky out there for me. When it looked like I wasn't going to ever make it. And all of the facts was in and everything pointed in the direction, you're not going to make it. You done really messed up this time. Then I sat there and I just hung on to the hope. But man, that's what I'm saying. If you got a dream or an aspiration, a vision or something, when you fall off track and you want to go get back in line, God holds your place. He knew I was off track and out of line, but he said, okay, here's where we stopped. You want to be on TV. Now, when you get it together and you quit tripping and you come and you turn to me, I'm going to hold your place, put you back in line. Then we go and finish the journey. That took me a lot longer to get here than I wanted to, but then it was necessary because I needed all of them mishaps to happen to me along the way. So when I got on the radio one day, which I did not see coming, Steve Harvey got a radio show, y'all. That's why I say it every day. See, because of this radio show that I didn't see coming, now I have stories to tell. And I can tell you about me better than I can tell you about anybody. And I done been through enough where it's relatable, where enough people can go, man, that happened to me. Appreciate you saying that. That's what it was for. See, I get it now. See, at the time, though, I didn't like what was happening to me. At the time, I was really in total disagreement with God on a lot of stuff he was pulling off on me. But in essence, I was really pulling it off on myself. But through his grace and mercy, he kept me through all of my mistakes, all my bad decisions, all my miscalculations, all my misfires, all the times I knowingly stepped out there and did wrong. He forgave me. He said, because, man, if you ever come to me, I have a plan for you that is going to be far and above. It will supersede everything you've ever dreamed of. That's what I did. I just got sick of me, good and sick of me. And I turned it over to God. And then God started working. And here I am today. Now, is he through with me yet? Nope. Have I arrived yet? Nope. But guess what? The journey is cool. And you know what I found out? That's kind of what it's like in life. If you done walked off the cliff in life and you ain't got no God in your life, it's like not having a parachute. You step off the cliff and you just free falling. We all, now that fall gets you closer to the grave, right? See, we all heading to the grave from the moment we're born. But the cool thing about a relationship with God is when you step off the cliff and you got God, he a parachute. You still going down, but it's a nice ride. You guide and you glide and you softly, you enjoying, you look around, you smiling, you meeting other people along the way. You're floating over here to ski a little while. You over there at the beach for a little while. You mess around over here. You get to go out the country a little bit on your parachute and all that. And God just helps your descent appear more like a rise and more like a euphoric fall. Instead of not having no God in your life and you just walking off that cliff every day, free falling, ain't got no cord, you steady pulling, you hollering the whole way because you done messed around with yourself and ain't let God come into your life and provide a parachute for you. I would rather have a parachute since I got to jump every day than to not have one. God has been like a parachute for me. Ask me where that came from. I can't tell you, but like I always say, most good things that happen in my life that I can't explain, it's usually him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda, to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, rise and shine. Give yourself that stretch, that moaning, yawning. Sit on the edge of the bed, thank the man, and then you got to get up, get out, and get something. Good Thursday morning to everybody. It's Thursday, all right? We almost at the weekend. It is Thursday, all right? Uncle Steve is out, but me and the crew are here. That means Carla Farrell, Shirley Strawberry, Mississippi Monica, and the one and only Kia Junior Boy Spates. We are in the building, holding it down, and we gonna rock and roll all morning long. Ignorant, crazy, stupid, and maybe a little bit. Sound like we got some sense. Yeah, when we find out we doing that, we gonna get right back off of that. Get right off of that immediately.
You gonna have some sense today?
No. Matter of fact, I need to make an announcement real quick to all the parents out there and your kids play to do extracurricular. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm not doing that popcorn this year. Okay, stop. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. That good, whatever it is. I'm not doing this pop. I don't have no more room. I still got popcorn from last year. I don't have no more room for this popcorn. I'm letting y'all know that now.
Didn't we buy popcorn last year?
Did I sell some too?
Yes. And your wife just bought some for my daughter, so just be quiet, child.
And when do that arrive? Because we don't have room for it. When do that arrive?
Don't worry about it. Jackie already got hers. You know what? Focus on supporting the babies, double good.
Then y'all got to start selling something else. I mean, surely they got something else other than popcorn. Y'all ought to switch it around or something.
Popcorn is good.
About.
Get something we really want around here, like a case of beer or something. Give us that.
Some share that to the adults.
Give us
in
something.
A bag.
Oh, okay. Love,
10 pounds of sausage or something. Give me something I can be into.
Some goobers. That's what I eat at the movies. Some goobers. That chocolate covered peanut. Give me half of that.
Man. Yummy, yummy. Any kind of snacks, huh? Love
that
it.
That popcorn time? No, I didn't bought so much popcorn.
I got so much popcorn. Boy.
Duh. They coming right to you first. You the first
and
one.
Then,
I understand that.
And then I had to switch planes a couple weeks ago going to a gig in Chicago, and she made me bring her some more popcorn. I was like, you know what?
Yes. Yummy, yummy.
But they
yummy.
Be wrong how they get us, Tommy. They be wrong, man. They send that baby right over to you, and the baby look up, would you just buy me some popcorn? I'm start walking off on these kids. I ain't got no more money for popcorn. I'm start walking off. I'm just going to start walking off. I can't
it's
I
just
can't
a link. It's just a link.
I know. Yeah. I know. But, you know, when you go to the grocery, who is that? Girl Scouts? See, I keep getting us with these cookies.
Why don't y'all start selling some chicken wings, Carla? How about some chicken wings? Some all flats.
Yeah. Like a bag of them.
Yeah.
I can sell us some.
I like that, too. I buy some wings. I ain't mad.
Some lemon pepper. We got nice lemon pepper. I'll be cool. Cool.
That's a good fundraiser. We'll get on it.
Nice.
I ain't mad at it.
Barbecue fundraiser. I love it.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes. I like it.
To support the Ravens.
Yes.
We got to support them. We got to support
them. Did you buy some popcorn from Carla?
No, she didn't ask me, but I bought some from you. Okay, that's how this got started. Yes.
Uh-oh.
I don't remember.
That doesn't mean
it
didn't
happen.
But
it could be. It could be.
But you just asked us to do something.
Yeah, that doesn't mean it didn't happen just because you don't
I got eight cases of, I'm tired of this popcorn. All right.
All right, coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we will hear from the nephew yet again as he runs that prank back right after this.
Popcorn here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. Nephew, what you got?
I got your doors. These is your doors. Okay, let's go, cat dog.
Hello. Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mr. Paul, please.
Call Virginia Senior.
Probably Senior.
Okay, this is me. How you doing today?
I'm good, I'm good. Listen, my name is Mark. I'm actually calling from a company called Doors. Are you at Food Court?
Yes, correct.
You guys just built that home, right?
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, my name is Mark Stevens. I'm actually calling from Doors. We're actually the company that supplied the doors that are actually throughout your house.
Okay, great. What are you calling for, a follow-up?
No, this isn't a follow-up. Actually, we've got a couple glitches we want to try and get straightened out if we could. Well, here's the problem, sir. The problem we're having is that the contractor that actually built you all's home has not paid for the doors. You guys have been there 2.5 months, and we can't seem to get the contractor to come in and pay for the doors.
Okay, so you tried to call them.
We've tried to call them several times, and we have not been able to
what
get
what number do you have on them? Because if you don't have a good number, I can give you a number, because I really don't have anything to do with that. In fact, how'd you get my number?
Well, actually, we had your number on file as the homeowner, and that's pretty much how we had you. But the problem we're facing here, sir, is we've tried to get this guy for the last couple months, and we can't get him. So actually what's going to happen here in the next day or so is we're probably going to have to come and get all the doors.
Hold on, wait a second. Do what?
We're probably going to have to come and get all the doors in your house, take them off, and bring them back here to the plant until
Who's going to come get all my doors?
We're going to have to get those doors until either we get a contractor or, you know, we get paid for the doors. Now, what could happen is you could pay for the doors.
No, I already paid for the doors. That's past tense. I've done that. Paid. You're saying paying. That means I got to double back.
Well, sir, but we haven't been paid, sir, for the doors as well.
No. The contractor was paid for the doors. So that's who pays you.
Okay. And what I'm trying to explain to you, sir, we haven't been paid at all. Here at Doors.
Now, okay. Well, at Doors, they should have received a check for my contract.
Okay. And what I'm explaining to you, sir, is that that hasn't been done.
So since you have not been paid, you're going to come back and get my doors. Now, you said we. Now, who's all this? You and who are we going to come
sir,
to my door?
Like, here's the problem here.
No, there ain't no problem. We're going to resolve this very peacefully. But who is we?
Okay. So what's taking place here at my job is they've taken this money out of my check that hasn't been paid for the doors.
Oh, yes. I can understand that, but why would they take it out of your check? You did the man hours. You've done your work. Why don't
I understand that, sir, but since the company hasn't been paid, the company is taking it out on me, and it's not going to come down on me. So either I'm going to get the doors.
Well, you need to quit your job, because they need to give you not just give you a bonus, but give you some hourly work, because bottom line is you're talking about coming to get my doors. No, that's not going to happen.
Either we resolve this peacefully as if you pay for it, or I come out and get the doors. And I'm not finna sit here and go back and forth.
You need to go ahead and come get these doors. Gas up and come get these doors, because you're not going to come and get I'm not going to send you no money.
Okay, sir, then what we need to do is get a scheduled time where I can come out and get all the doors.
Now I'm on your time.
I'm sorry?
I'm on your time now, so you must be paying me now since I'm on your time.
What are you talking about?
Because you're talking about you're going to set up a time with me. That means I have to leave and do what I do to be meet you here to get something that don't belong to you, which is my door.
Sir, you don't have to be there at all.
I'm going to come in
and take the front door off, and I'm going to keep moving through the house and get all the doors and get them back here to the plant.
I don't think you hear yourself. Now, first and foremost, when you come to the front door, I'm going to be there waiting on you as you take it off the latch, I'm going to be on your behind making sure you realize you're going to have to take this door or take this and I'm pretty sure that will be coming to you when you get that first door.
Sir, I can't keep going back and forth with you. Let me say this to you. I'm coming to get them doors even if I got to take a whooping because I got to get my money back from the company that they done took from me because your damn contractor did not pay for the damn doors.
Hey, bring your tone down when you talk to me. You talk to a girl. Man, I'm gonna put this on you. I am not gonna allow you to come to my house and take these damn doors, and you ain't coming to get no money.
Bottom I'm coming line. To get them doors, and I'm coming to get them today. I need every.
Come on now. What time you coming? Because I want to be prepared when you come mess with these doors. Because I make sure, please, what time you coming?
Don't worry about when I'm coming. You'll know when I'm there when I take the first door off the hinge.
Every door, we gonna meet at that door. I'm gonna whoop that and tell you what, I'm gonna pay you. I'm gonna pay you $1. Now take that check. You can make $10.75.
Whooping or not, I'm gonna take that whooping if that's what it takes. But I gotta take these doors.
I tell you what,
so I get my money
what I
back,
need
man.
You to do. Next time, get your damn money. Stop. Get a job that pays you better. For this whooping, you gonna get in fed well.
I'm not, listen, sir. I'm not gonna keep going back and forth with you about you whooping my.
You gotta go back and forth. That is the end. Bring your over here, take that whooping, and take it on home.
But I'm bringing them doors too. Every door in that house.
Contractor.
You should have been called a contractor.
You should have been called a contractor.
You're stealing doors from my damn company.
Now, I'm telling you what, you need to be calling him. He got your money.
I'm coming to get every door you got in that
bring
house.
Bring me that number.
I tell you what, you know what I do? I just wait till you go to work.
Bring me the number right now.
I just come in there and get them doors while your ass is gone.
Junior, wait a second. Now, I just told you, you ain't coming to get no doors. I just got through telling you this. Junior, get it from your mama.
I'm coming to get them doors, and you know what else I'm coming to do?
What?
I'm coming to tell you who I am. Do you know who I am?
More so I know who you are, so you walk your up here, I make sure I introduce myself. You want to come get a door? Well, come get these doors then, if you're that bad.
That ain't really who I am.
Well, who are you?
I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got prank phone call by your wife, Faye.
Faye! That's right, she was bringing the damn number. Oh, you gonna get it when I get downstairs.
Oh, man. Paul, what is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
The Harvey Show. And Cousin Tommy.
I was over here just praying, man. Faye, don't bring that number in now.
But all I heard was all this moving, so I'm thinking they looking for it, but they down there probably on the floor getting it.
And there you have it. Right. I'll be back in an hour. Stay
Thank
tuned.
You, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the Riddle-O.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, we'll talk about Diddy's latest legal development. In the Jam Master Jay murder case,
There is a guilty verdict. 50 Cent and Ja Rule are still beefing. And Dionne Warwick says Teyana Taylor is hitting all the right notes. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the Riddalo, that is the Ready to Love officer, and Junior. Here we go, guys. Missy in Indianapolis writes, my boyfriend and I just started having sex, and it's not how I imagined it would be. It's never face-to-face, so I can't kiss him or make eye contact. He told me I've been watching too many movies, and this is real life. Am I asking for too much?
He's tired of looking at you, babe. He is tired of looking at you. He don't love you the way you love him. Let's just be clear. Let's be completely clear. He don't love you like that. If you're not making eye contact, if y'all ain't face to face, you know, this is just really, we I'm trying to figure out how to dance around it. But I'm trying to dance around. That's what he's doing. He's dancing around.
They need to break up. For real.
He don't want you like that, baby. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's all it is to him.
What you got, Junior?
Now, I'll just say this. You know, you do have some control in it. You do not have to have sex with him. You do not have to do that.
Right.
But, Lord, you ought to be tired of looking at them pictures, that TV, the lamps. You just seen outlets.
That headboard.
You
just
seen every headboard. You just seen closet doors. You just seen everything. Tupperware in the room. You just seen everything. I mean, door handles. You just seen everything. You seen everything but him.
Said,
that's a lot of stuff you looking at in there. That comforter you got your hands on. It's just nothing.
Yeah,
nothing but him. I don't know. You don't have to have. You don't have to do that with him. You don't have to. Right. Just find something else.
Can she turn around? Can she turn around?
I mean, I'm just saying. You just look at that medication. You reading it? Oxycontin, penicillin. You just rubbing alcohol. 10% cell phone charges. You see everything in this room but him. Night lights. You just got
night
too much.
Light.
You didn't see but him. It's way too much stuff you're looking at, but it ain't him, though.
I love outlets.
You just can see it. You know, you're just looking at too much stuff. It's just not, you know. You know, random stuff, lint, phone numbers on pieces of paper, letters, bills.
Old bubble gum.
Your bubble gum wrappers, you know, bag of chips, the chip clip. You just looking.
The chip clip?
Yes. You know, he eat in the room. Come on now.
All right.
Okay,
we're moving on. I hope you get their point, Missy, in Indianapolis. Teresa in Lakeland says, my husband told me his friend got caught cheating and it was a big mess. I eventually call the wife to see how she's doing. She said my husband called to check on her too, and she really appreciates us. Why didn't he mention that to me? Hey.
Okay. Call again, and I promise you, he gonna be over there. Call again. He gonna be over there consoling her in a minute. Call again and check out. I promise you. And you got to be fine. Trust me. When a man call to check on you, you is fine. You is fine, baby. And he coming over here to make sure you all right. Trust me.
This is what Uncle Steve done already taught us. This is where you lie. This is the perfect lying moment. You got to get this off of you.
What will he say,
though? Who needs
though?
A lie?
He does lie.
Yes. Why are you... Because the other guy got caught cheating, and she said, why you didn't tell me you called her? What? She said, I called. That's what you need to have, that type of tone. Yeah, I ain't never called. He got caught cheating. What I'm calling for?
You see, you got to get that high.
Yeah, got to get that high because you got to get this off of you. What?
Junior, she said, when your voice get high, that means you're lying, dog.
Yes.
Marilyn said, I called. Me? When? Get the info. When? Tuesday. Because you don't get out till 8. I ain't calling no 4. No. I ain't gonna lie to you. You know she's going through memory loss. You know that. You know that. Right. Get something out here.
Thank you. Moving on to Fatima in Kansas City. Fatima says, my 4-year-old son surprised me at 3 a.m. while I was having sex. The guy slid out of bed so my son wouldn't see him. My son kept asking me why I get to sleep naked, but he has to sleep in pajamas. Will he ever forget this?
He didn't see the dude that slid off the bed?
He slid off the bed, so he didn't see him.
Ooh, that boy cold. He can slide. He cold.
I ain't
that boy cold. That boy can slide. Right, I don't know who can slide naked like that. He slid. That's pretty good right there. Now you talking to the baby, the man on the side of the bed naked, and he asking, and the 4-year-old got control. He asking questions.
Yo.
Now, why we didn't whoop his little behind all the way back to the other room so he can get out of there? That's my thought.
Yeah.
Well, she's naked.
Yeah. Well,
4-year-old butt whooping while I'm naked. Yes.
What are you whooping him for? He just came in there.
Because you done messed up something, Shirley. Yeah, now we got to start
him
over.
Up.
And we got to help this man get up off this grind that done slid on the side.
It was slid. Yeah.
Thank the baby for that.
It ain't the baby.
All right.
Forget it. The baby
will he ever forget
it,
this, Junior?
Yeah, he'll forget it. Mm-hmm. But you know that man that slid out that bed, now he on the floor looking at outlets, dresses, headboard, pillows, medication, fingernail clippers.
I love outlets.
He just on the floor now. Armoires. He looking at footstools. He just down there.
What's in these rooms?
Y'all need to clean up.
Everything in here.
What is under that bed?
Shoe boxes.
All right. Last one, guys. Daniel in Greensboro says, I'm the wealthiest person in my family, and unless they need money from me, they don't fool with me or invite me to family gatherings. My wife said to stop fooling with them, but it's family. Should I tell them how I feel or take my wife's advice?
Which your family don't care about how you feel at all. Mm-hmm. We'll call you when we need some money. Other than that, don't nobody fool with you. They don't like you, dog. And ever since you got this little money, you change. You different. So all they do is use you for what they can, some money. Now, other than that, shut up. And they, your family don't care. And you can go over there with your wife advice if you want to. But it is what it is.
And get ready to pay for the family reunion every year.
Hello.
Get this shirt.
Yeah.
Do what you want. Right.
We need 4 briskets.
That's what we need from you.
His wife told him not to fool with them.
And we need the pavilion rented. We needed all of this.
Right.
Yeah, you can't be sitting up here mad because you blessed. How does that work? You don't want to help nobody else be a bit? What?
Put the deposit down right now.
Yeah, put your money. Hey, we need you to buy these shirts for the family. Get these Johnson T-shirts. Put
with
these branches
on
here. Yeah, with these branches on
here. Family tree.
Sitting up here, man, we can buy some time. Food with you. You got all this money.
Right.
You better buy this stuff for this family. I better see my auntie. I know I better see her. I better see her. And get a couple of hotel rooms while you're at it.
We ready for
$75 per person.
Yeah.
Wow.
That includes the shirt.
All right, guys. Thank you, Riddle. Thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's been a whole bunch of developments in the wake of producer Lil Rod filing suit against Diddy for alleged sexual assault. Speaking of Lil Rod, it was discovered that he actually started a crowdfunding campaign a few weeks before filing suit, asking people to chip in to help him sue Diddy. Oddly enough, there was zero mention of sexual assault at that time. In addition, we heard about reality star and producer Stevie J's name being tied to the case. Stevie J took to social media and posted a headline caption about the situation. He said, quote, "I wasn't that guy the last time. I ain't never going to be that guy. I'm one of God's favorites. Don't play with my name." All right. An adult film star called Mr. Knockout seems to have corroborated Stevie J's story, saying that he's actually the one in the freaky flick and not Stevie. Okay. So he wanted to clear that up for Stevie J.
Stevie J say it wasn't me.
Not me. But
listen, I'm with me. God.
Nobody. So we just going to look over the name Mr. Knockout. Okay. We just going to run past that.
Or Lil Rod.
What is going on with Diddy?
Golly, Diddy.
It's over.
It's a whole lot of take that.
All right. Also in entertainment news, the two men accused of the 2002 murder of Run DMC's Jam Master Jay have been convicted. A federal jury in Brooklyn has returned a guilty verdict against his childhood friend, 59-year-old Ronald Washington, and his godson, 40-year-old Carl Jordan Jr. The two shot and killed Jay. His real name was Jason Mizell. He killed Jay. They killed Jay in a studio in Queens on October 30th of 2002. The crime went unsolved for nearly 20 years until arrests were made in 2021.
That was senseless, man.
Yeah, horrible. It really was. To just
and
walk
for a
in
long
there.
Time, it was unsolved. So yeah, no one. I'm knew. Glad justice for the Mizell family
finally.
For oh man, that's terrible, terrible. Yeah. I'm glad the case was solved.
How many years has that been, Carl?
It happened in
2002. Two. So, what? 22 years ago.
2 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All this time.
All right. Also in entertainment news, Dionne Warwick says that Teyana Taylor is hitting all the right notes as she prepares to portray Dionne in an upcoming Hollywood biopic. Dionne says she tells Vibe that Teyana has done research out the yin yang, even commenting, "She knows me better than I know myself now." Dionne says her fans can expect a little bit of both. Her 2021 documentary and her memoir, My Life as I See It, saying it'll tell us some of the escapades that I've been on and the results of it. So it's going to be quite interesting. I can't wait to see that. Yeah.
Deanna Taylor hitting more than notes, baby. Woo! She's hitting way more than notes.
Meaning,
he's gorgeous.
He looks presentable.
No, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she really is.
Great body. I think she's gonna kill this one. Yeah, right.
Love her hair, everything about her. Yeah.
But Dionne should have known this movie was gonna happen, though, didn't she?
Well, yeah, Dionne handpicked her to play her too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Never.
What are you saying? You can say it. It's okay.
Ain't Dionne psychic? Didn't she know this was going to happen? I mean, she should have saw all this coming. She didn't know this.
You play too much.
All right. Finally, in entertainment news, when will 50 Cent stop when it comes to Ja Rule. Ja Rule was recently denied entry into the UK for his upcoming tour due to his criminal record, and he is devastated. And now you know 50 Cent just had to comment, and he posted that he didn't have anything to do with this, okay? Then Ja responded, "Shut up, you blankety blank." Blank, blank, blank.
You know, when you
went hard, too. Ja Rule went hard.
When you ranking, when you start cussing, you know you're losing. You're losing.
Yeah.
That's all you know.
You mad.
You mad.
Yeah, he's gotten under your skin for sure.
I ain't seen nobody beat 50 yet. I'm sorry.
He's undefeated. He's undefeated for sure.
He's undefeated.
I had nothing. Uh-huh. Nothing to do
but
with
why
this.
You just out the blue? Who said you had something to do with it?
Because he took him down when he came out, you know.
Oh, all the diss records, all the back in the day, he just won't let
all of that
go.
Yeah.
He can't go.
Not let Ja Rule try to be great. Left that man alone.
But you know what? Look at the bright side. He got 50 states he can go to. He got 50 states. You can just go around America, you know.
But why didn't they tell him that before? He got the whole tour together, and now they won't even let him in the country.
Man.
In the UK. Because Ja did go to prison. Remember, it was some gun issues and tax evasion. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, you can rest assured 50 going to be at, he's going to be at Diddy's court. That's for sure.
I had nothing to do with this.
He tried to take me shopping, Yana. He tried to take me shopping. And what that mean, Yana? He tried to take me shopping, Yana. I'm just telling you now. That ain't right.
Man. Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, really. A mess.
Just a mess.
It's a mess.
Beef, yeah.
What? I'm scared to wake up tomorrow and find out what Diddy did next. It's like next on Diddy.
But this is really, these are some serious allegations with Diddy.
They really are.
Oh, yeah. And they keep coming. Yeah.
This is kind of R. Kelly-ish.
Man. Ooh.
With the kind of charges that this is. It's like, what is going on?
And once it's an ish,
see,
that lets you know.
The adverb-ish.
All right, guys, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, why are leap years necessary? We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so today is February 29th, leap day or leap year, which happens like every 4 years, right? So the question is, why do we even need leap year?
Oh, that's simple, Shirley. That's simple. The lunar calendar. The lunar calendar is from every 4 years? The lunar calendar, we're one day ahead. So the Earth, hell if I know it. I just wanted to see if y'all were going to believe
me. I mean,
y'all was leading.
You had me for a minute, but you said lunar.
All right, look, this is according to Yahoo.com. It takes 365 days and about 6 hours for the Earth to orbit around the sun. Now, on our calendar, the number is rounded to just 365. To account for the 6 hours, we add an extra day almost every 4 years. So, Junior, you were kind of on to something.
I was truly guessing.
No, that was it, though. You were on point.
Who back in the day sat there and counted
Junior.
All that? Who sat back in the day and counted all that? Who sat there for 365 days and counted all that? Who did that?
Who was that? Copernicus? Who was it? Somebody like that.
Well, go on with your bad self.
Somebody. I mean, I just remember from school.
Didn't Caesar have something to do with this, too?
Somebody, yeah.
He was eating salad. Girl, stop.
We also must sync up our calendars with the seasons. The extra 6 hours would shift seasons by about 24 calendar days within 100 years. If we stopped leap year, centuries from now, our descendants could be celebrating Christmas in July. We have to give a special happy birthday shout out. There are about 5 million leaplings born on leap day, which is
cool. How old are they?
You have a birthday every 4 years.
Yeah.
So you got.
So you could be 30, but really 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got a beard. You got a beard and a job, and you working. So,
five.
Right. Yeah.
Because if you were born in 2000, and this is 2024, you would say you look like you're 24, but you're really six.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
You don't have a birthday right? every 4 years. Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
What kind of ID they got?
So we have to celebrate their birthday on February 28th then.
Right.
Oh,
March 1st.
Yeah.
Or March
1st. Or
March 1st.
Because if you were born in 1984, you would be 40 or 16.
I'm cool with 16.
I'll take 16, Alex.
I'll take 16.
That's cool, right?
Yeah, so happy leap year and happy leap day, everybody who was born on this day.
They should be partying today, man. They should be going for it.
Yeah.
They should be going for it today.
Really hard.
Yeah. It's your actual
coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to talk about what is something from the old days that you really, really miss and think should come back. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys. So this is what we're going to talk about. Remember back in the day when you loved something? Now it's no longer here. You miss it. From Polaroids to Walkman to landline phones.
Remember landline
phones? Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. All of that. Generation Z's love of nostalgia is bringing back old school tech. So I got to ask you guys, what is something from the old days that you really, really miss and think should come back?
Let's see.
What about like payphones?
Ladies first.
Phone booths.
Phone booth?
Boy. Nobody
wants to go on
no phone booth,
Sherry. Oh, no. But can you imagine how we used
we
to
did it, though.
Yeah, we did that.
Phones.
You know what I wish we could do, but it's just probably, it's just not safe and it's never, ever going to happen again.
What?
When someone would meet you at the gate at the airport.
Oh,
wasn't that cool?
Yeah.
That was
fun. Off the plane.
Or if they could go on the plane. I mean, you know, just go on the plane with you and get off when they right before they close the doors and stuff.
No, it's baggage claim now.
Oops. I wish you would try to come to this airport. But for safety, I understand. But that's kind of like something. Vinyl records. Remember the records? Mm-hmm. All that kind of stuff.
45s, baby. 45.
Yeah. And the record player. The needle. Remember the needle?
All of that.
All of those
I'm cool
things.
With a jukebox.
Really?
Oh, yeah, jukebox.
Remember the jukebox?
Uh-huh.
At the Pizza Hut? What?
At the Pizza Hut. Night date.
Yeah. One thing I missed, I'm not going to lie to you, my two-way pager. Boy, I used to have a two-way pager, and you couldn't tell me nothing. When you hit me, I picks right on up, text back in the middle of a conversation. Hold on, dog, I'll be right back. Yeah, okay, I'm over here now. All right, go ahead, finish. Because I had the two-way, you could flip it up, had a whole keyboard on it. This is way before we had iPads. This was just something. You've never had a pager?
Oh,
I had a two-way. Remember this, though, about the two-way pager, though. We would be in the club, and you would be dancing, and somebody would open a two-way, and you would put it next to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And
everybody remember contact. That? Mm-hmm. That's how you got everybody. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's how you got their numbers.
But I don't know how sure they never had a pager before.
I never did. Never had a pager. I did.
Oh, yeah.
But I had a phone in my car, though. I did have a phone in my car.
Well, I'll be damned.
What kind of phone in your car? Remember the phone in the bag?
What?
Yeah.
No, I ain't having that.
That phone in the bag was a beast, though. That was.
But
that
was classic. Big.
Yeah.
It was gigantic.
Cumbersome. Yeah.
Well, I will say this about the whole Polaroid thing. So my daughter, they're into that. They're into taking the pictures and the camera and the Polaroids and all of that.
I bought Sydney one of them.
Yeah.
And so they have pictures. Such cute colors now. Pink.
The lavender.
Greens. The Yeah, those are cute. I like all of those, too. So,
yeah.
I wish I could wear a shag again. I wish I could do that. I ain't gonna lie
I know you do. I know you do.
Hey, man.
Junior, don't you say nothing.
I'm not going to say nothing, dog. I know you did not bring that up, dog. I know you didn't do that, man.
I'm sorry.
But you know what? We do have hairstyle, though. Remember the high top fade?
Well, Travis Kelce started that.
No, not the high top fade.
What?
No.
No.
First one I know was Terrence Fletcher started it at my school. That's who started it. I was
Joe Lewis.
At my school, I wanted the same thing. I still had my fro.
Kid and play.
Oh, ooh, that was high.
Yeah.
I miss. Go ahead, Shirley.
Oh, no, I was going to say, because I haven't been in so long, to the movies. I haven't
been
to
the
movies all the time.
I'm on the same line.
I used to go all the time, but I don't go that much anymore, huh?
But I miss going to Blockbuster to get a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
You do? Missed
boy,
that part of it?
That was my first job.
Pick up two, three. Yeah, because you put some effort into it, you know?
Yeah.
But I hate
the only thing was, I was always late. I owe about $22,000 on one of them.
I'm like taking them back. $22,000.
That was my first job. Boy.
Blockbuster?
Working at Blockbuster. Working at the video store. That was my first job. Man, loved it.
Wow.
But I didn't care about you if you didn't rewind it. And I was cool with you. Give me a dollar. I ain't going to
tell you. Coming up next, guys.
I was hustling.
Nephew Tommy's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he has clothes hidden everywhere. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few. Because right now, it is time for the nephew with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
Cheryl, it's about time we rob a bank. It's about that time. So listen.
That's not what I do.
What? We finna rob a bank. Just ride with me. Just ride me. We're going to get in this limo. Mm-hmm. Okay? We're going to get the limo driver to drive us to the bank. We're going to go in there and do what we got to do. We're going to come back out. All the limo driver got to do is keep that car rolling. Keep it running. We'll be right back out here.
We're okay? We're not going far in a limo.
We're going far. Just limo bank job. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Good afternoon. How can I help you? I'm trying to get Cecil. Yeah, it's Cecil. Hey, Cecil, one of my boys gave me your number, man. I'm trying to get a car service for tonight.
Okay, listen, this is my personal number. Do you have the main number?
Man, I keep calling the main line, but ain't nobody answering. I done called that about 6-7 times. It keep rolling over to a voicemail or something.
Okay, brother, what's your name?
My name's Tony.
Okay, listen, Tony, I got a customer in the back. Let me get them handled. Can you got a few moments? I'm at the drop off. Let me get the dough for him and all
you
that.
You want me to call you back?
Hold the phone. All right?
Okay, cool.
All right, thank you. Have a good evening. All right, Tony?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, now, you saying you called the main line and you just keep going to voicemail or something like that?
I keep calling the main line, but, you know, I know I'm calling at the last minute, dog. I'm trying to get a car for tonight, man.
Okay, what you need? We got the SUV, we got a sedan or two, we got a couple limos, white or black. What you need?
If I could get a black limousine, be cool.
Okay, we got that. What time? Where I'm picking you up, what time?
What it costs, you know, for an hour. Because all I need is an hour.
Where's it? $65 an hour, but we only do 3 hour minimum. The first 3 hours.
$65. Okay. 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 See, so all I need is an hour, man. Really, like 45 minutes. So do you think they'll work with me?
Well, you can't get them, so you're dealing with me. I tell you what. I'll do you for $150, and I'll take care of you. But now, I want you to know, I'm going to let them know everything. So I got to have either credit card or receipt or something on the cash to let them know, because I'm not no crooked brother. I'm going to let them know everything that I'm doing. Will that work for you?
$150. I can give you $150 when you pick me up.
That's no problem then. Where am I picking you up and at what time?
All right, I'm at 98 Village Drive.
98
Village Drive.
Okay, 98 and where am I taking you, sir?
I'm going downtown on Capitol Street.
Downtown to Capitol Street. All right. And what time am I picking you up?
You could get me like at 11:45 tonight. That'd be good.
11:45. Okay. That 45 minutes to an hour you're going to need. 11:45 to make it. 12:45. 12:30. Okay, good deal. Let me see. And downtown Capitol what? You didn't give me an address.
I don't really know the address. I'm going to Bank.
Bank downtown, all right?
Right.
Can I ask you something, Tony, right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get in your business, and we don't ask questions usually, but a bank at night's going to be closed. I mean, you're not going to work because I got to take you back. So you're dropping off to something like that, right?
No, I ain't dropping nothing off. I'm picking something up. See, what I need you to do is this right here. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to be in there probably like about 15 minutes. But when I come out, man, I need you to have the car running, and we need to get out of there.
Wait a minute. You're asking me to run you down to a bank at midnight, and you picking something up at midnight, and I got to be ready to go when you come out.
Me and my boys, when we come out of there, just come, when we get back in the back of the limo, I need you to put the pedal down, man, and let's get out of there.
Look here, young brother. Well, how old are you, man?
I'm 24.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Look here, man, it sounds like you're in some kind of shady. I don't do that, brother. Hold up, man.
You a driver, dog. Your job is to drive. If you pick somebody up, first of all, you ain't supposed to be asking nobody where they going, what the doing. You're supposed to drive.
Okay, let me
so
stop.
What I'm telling you is, man, once we come out the bank, drive.
Let me stop you. That's why I'm driving. Instead of working somewhere else driving, because I was ignorant like you at one time. Now, let me tell you something, brother. I don't know your business and really don't care at this point in time. I'm not doing no crazy like this yet. Brother, let me tell you something, man. What you need to do is get your young into some type of training school or something to find yourself a job. You're going to go down there and going to blow your brains out.
Hey, I ain't really trying to hear all this right here. What I'm trying to do is pay you this $150. You drive me where I'm trying to go, and
you
bring me back to
right
my spot.
Look, brother, listen, you can't get right now. Not even no advice. You need to listen to me. That's what's wrong with you. Y'all crazy. Get rich right all overnight type. Boy, you need to slow down because they got some. You feel me? They got
hey,
some.
Hey, man, hold on, man. Hold up. What you know? You don't know nothing. You don't know me at all.
I don't need to know you, brother.
Well, how you going to be preaching to me, dog?
Because I've been there, man. That's why I'm driving a limo. Because I've been there. Young brother, I'm trying to keep you from going there because you won't like it. Look at Tony, I don't know what to tell you at this point. First of all, I'm not doing it, so you can cut that out, okay? Now I'm thinking of you and all the other young brothers that do this dumb shit. You watch too many of the movies or something. Brother, you need to get your straight because they got a place for you. Bro, let me tell you something. They read my mouth, I read it. Anything my mama told me, they didn't want me to know, they cut it out. Do you feel me? They looked at me every night when they wanted to. Fed me garbage that I had to eat or die. You ain't ready for that, man. You ain't ready for why the think he got your name. You brothers don't know what the going on out here. You got it too easy. See? Now you're talking about going down there robbing the bank. You ain't no bank robber. You don't sound like no thug or a limo. The way you going, you ain't making nothing because they will blow your young away about their paper. You don't understand that. And you sure ain't ready for no jail.
Can I say one more thing to you?
Yeah, what is it?
All I wanted to do is tell you this, that I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And your boy Cardell got me to prank phone call you.
I don't give a who you are. If you around with them folks downtown, they're going to blow you well. They're going to give you 100 years under the jail.
Did you just hear what I just said, though?
What, you said something about, well, my partner, you know, I heard.
No. I said I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy, another driver, Cardell, got me to prank phone call you.
If you tell me.
Oh, you mean Steve Harvey on the radio?
No, man. Are you serious, man?
Hey, Cecil, your boy Cardell got me to prank phone call you, man.
Ooh, I'm going to get that. Man, you lit my fire, man. Don't you know that? I'm in my fight mode. Fight power.
He said, be careful. He said, Big Cecil, he been down there. He done some time.
Yeah, been there.
All right, man. Calm down, baby. Calm down, man. I got one more question to ask you, man. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
I won't say Nephew Tommy, but Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I got you, baby. Me and your boy Cardell got you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get him. If I ever meet you, brother, I owe you one, too.
Play too much.
To jail.
I think you're going to play way too much.
He was serious, though.
No, he was really serious, man.
I've been down there. You don't want to go down there, young man. You think you want. You ain't doing nothing. Look at you, stupid already, trying to rob something in a limo. You ain't even thought this out with your little stupid self.
Uh-huh. Fooling you.
Yes.
Well, I have thought out Raleigh, North Carolina. I have thought that out, and I will be there tomorrow night. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The nephew is coming to Raleigh, North Carolina. Raleigh, North Carolina. The nephew is coming. Find me a church I'm going to go to on Sunday. And when I get to a church on Sunday, I'll do my 4 o'clock show. See how I get my praise on, and then I get my jokes on. You see how I do that? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. That's
God
what I'm
talking first.
About. They always right. Laying in the cut. It's Richmond, Virginia. That is 15th, 16th, and 17th of March. I have added, everything is sold out, so I added a Thursday night show on the 14th of March. That is Richmond, Virginia at the Funny Bone. And tickets are on sale for that Thursday right now. All right? All right, Richmond? All minds clear. Yeah. Fool is coming to town.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he has clothes hidden everywhere. Everywhere. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
You heard what she said. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he has clothes hidden everywhere. Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend and I just moved in together and he had 4 months left on his lease, so he kept his furniture and a few personal items there until he completely moved out. It was our crash spot. If the traffic was bad in the city, we'd stop by there and wait for the traffic to die down. Last week, he had wine, cheese, and crackers and a jar of olives in the fridge. I asked who the snacks were for, and he said they were for us. We have never had wine and cheese together. It made me wonder if he had been entertaining someone else there. At that time, I could only get into the gate by calling him to let me in. I know the property manager, so I asked her for a remote control for the gate, and she gave it to me, no questions asked. I didn't tell my boyfriend I had the remote because I was getting more and more suspicious. He had taken a duffel bag of clothes out of our apartment one day, and he did not know I saw him. I snuck into his apartment on my lunch break to see if the duffel bag was there, and it was. It was on the side of the washing machine. I also found his laundry basket filled with clean underwear hidden under a comforter in his closet. There was a garment bag folded up in the top right corner of his closet with two suits in it. My iron that had mysteriously disappeared was there. I called him to proudly tell him what I found. He said there's a good reason, and he'd tell me face to face. It's been 2 days, and he still hasn't said anything. Is he moving out, or is he cheating on me? Kind of sounds like he's slowly moving out, but we'll try and figure this one out, because cheese, crackers, and olives and some wine, that makes you do all of this? I don't understand. I don't understand this. Are you mad because he's taking his stuff out of your place? Are you mad because you think he's moving out? I know that's what you asked us, but it sounds like you know something and you're mad. And it can't be you're mad at the snacks in the fridge, because that doesn't say cheating.
Olives, though.
It's just food. I eat olives every day. It's just food. There is really not enough evidence to judge what he's trying to do. But I do know that you're doing way too much. I mean, way too much. Getting the gate opener, getting into his apartment unannounced. What are you doing? You look crazy doing all that stuff. I don't think you guys are ready to move in together at all. You need to slow it down, because you're running him away. And maybe that's what he wants to tell you when he gets with you face to face. He hasn't said anything yet, but be prepared. Tommy.
Ladies, I don't understand y'all sometimes. I don't. And I think what bothers me is when you think something is happening, Mm-hmm. You detect one small thing, and you don't know how to wait. You don't know how to wait and just see what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You just immediately want to say, oh, yeah, I saw your clothes. I saw your clothes folded up and your drawers up underneath the comforter. I saw all of that. You know I saw that, don't you? Y'all don't know how to wait. And just let it just all, it's going to all fall out if it's happening. But now y'all so quick to call somebody and say what you done found. This. You ain't found enough. If you're going to be a love detective, baby, you got to detect something. You ain't found nothing, okay? You found some clothes folded up. You saw some wine, some cheese, some olives. What? What do that do? Is it some lipstick on the olives? What?
Don't forget the crackers.
And all that. But I don't see nothing that shows he had company. Nothing. I don't see nothing. So you jumping the gun so fast that guess what? All you had to do was say, okay, wine, olives, crackers, cheese. Mm. Okay, cool. Fold the drawers. Mm-hmm. Extra suit. An iron he done stole from the house. It's over here, too. Okay, now, let's just wait. Let's just wait and see what's finna happen. Give it another 2-3 weeks. But guess what? Y'all too impatient. You want to find out. If you're going to be doing some CSI, if you're going to detect something, move around. Look, what's underneath that mattress? What's going on up under there? Let's see what's happening over there. Okay? Pull out the drawer in the bathroom. Ain't nothing in the drawer, but look up under the drawer. Okay?
Oh.
What's taped up under there? You don't know how to look for nothing. All right? Take the back off that toilet. Look down in that water. See if it's something in there.
Nobody's
what?
Doing that.
But if you want to find something, you want to find something, you all of a sudden want to be CSI, love detective, you want to find it, let's get to looking for it.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Look up in the sky. Take that globe off that light. What's in there? You don't know what's in there. Let's see what's in there. Take the little dome off. Let's see what's happening. If you're really trying to find something, now let's get over to this refrigerator. Everything in there ain't meat. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right? You don't know what's in there for. Look, I got a little change in my freezer right now in case we hit hard times. You know, you don't know what's going
on. Why
are
you telling everybody that?
They don't know where I stay. Let's scratch that then, y'all. They're going to be all at the gate trying to get this little old $1,000 I got in the refrigerator.
Right.
Better yet, I don't need my kids to hear it. Where daddy said we got some money in the refrigerator. Lord, we got some money in the refrigerator. So I think you jumped to conclusions too quickly. I think you should have waited. I think you should have, you found something, you should have held on to that and say, okay, I'm going to see where this goes. But now you wanted to jump the gun and call and tell him what. Now you're not going to find out nothing at all. But that's for you ladies out there to think y'all a detective and think you want to, you got something on your man. Oh, guess what I found? You ain't found nothing but some damn olives. That's it. Hell.
Olives,
some crackers, olives. And some wine. What? And some what? What? Some cheese.
All right, hang on. We'll come back with part two of today's Strawberry Letter. We're going to hear from Junior. The subject is he has clothes hidden everywhere. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're going to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is he has clothes hidden everywhere. And first of all, the clothes aren't hidden everywhere. He just took them out of your apartment and took them back to his own apartment.
In a closet.
That's not everywhere, okay? Let's get that clear. This woman wrote in. She says she and her boyfriend just moved in together. He had 4 months left on his lease. He kept furniture and a few personal items in his apartment until his lease ran out, until he completely moved out. And that apartment was their crash spot. If traffic was too bad or something like that, they'd go over there, crash until traffic started moving. And then she said she looked in the refrigerator last week and he had some wine, cheese, crackers, and some olives in there. And she asked who the snacks were for, and he said they were for them. And she said, well, he's never, you know, given me crackers and cheese and olives and wine before. So she immediately suspected that perhaps he was cheating. So she wanted to go and find out. She knew the property manager. She got his gate opener. She went in his apartment without him knowing, looked through all of his things. She found this duffel bag that he took out of the apartment with clothes in it. And she's just thinking all kinds of stuff, that he's cheating. Is he moving out? What is he doing here? But she doesn't have anything to go on.
He found olives and drawers.
Yeah. What is that? Also a garment bag folded up in the right corner of his closet. Okay. With two suits in it. And the iron that she had that had mysteriously disappeared from her house. So she's saying, she asked him about it, and he just said there's a good reason, and he would tell her face to face, but he hasn't said anything yet. So she wants to know, is he moving out or is he cheating on her? And we don't know. Nothing in this letter says either. All right, Junior, what you got?
I don't know if he's cheating or if he's moving out, but mm-hmm. I clearly know when I'm talking to somebody who's never played hide and go seek. I know that because everything in this house is right in the open. You don't know how to play hide and go seek. See, that means somebody go hide and you have to go find them. Uh-huh. Now, if you would have said, I found the olives, the cheese and crackers. If you found them in the oven, you got something.
They were in the fridge.
But they was in the refrigerator where they go. The duffel bag was right there in plain sight. Now, if you found it and looked up and saw it on the ceiling fan, we working with something. But everything you found is right in the open. He had a basket full of clean underwear. What?
Yeah. In the laundry room.
Yeah, in the laundry room. But if you had hit him in that tub and pull that curtain, we working with something.
In the shower.
Yes. You might have something.
Yeah,
if he had that garment bag and that comforter, if he had that behind that hot water heater in every apartment, then you're working with something.
Oh,
but you clearly have never played hide and go seek. You mad at a man for keeping his stuff where it is. You don't know why he needs the two suits. He may have a business meeting. Right. He may have something to do in the city. You said he always stopped over there. Maybe when y'all was crashing over there, you could have got you some olives, some cheese, and some crackers. But no, you messed that up. Miss everything's out in the open.
You can't. One of my favorite snacks, though.
But
I'm mad at
all
that.
I don't even know. All of that.
Yeah, but here's a question for me. Where do you keep your stuff at? Over in your apartment. Where's your garment bag at?
In the closet.
Where your suits at? In the closet. Where's your clean underwear at? In the basket? In the laundry room?
Yes.
So why is we over here tripping?
She is.
Why? There's not a lot of clothes here. Clearly, he got two suits. Two suits is a lot? Two suits? And not only that, where's he going with the same two suits? They the same two suits. He ain't changing them out.
Yeah.
He just got two suits. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. God, come on, lady. Work with me.
She's too much.
You know, Sherlock Holmes would be very disappointed in you with this here. You can't. You're like, what? What is you doing? So no, we don't know if he's cheating on you. We don't know if he's leaving.
No,
but we clearly know you don't know what's hidden look like.
Mm-hmm.
You never found a hidden room or nothing before, have you? You never found a hidden Easter egg.
This.
Yeah, she never found a hidden Easter egg.
Huh?
Yeah, she never found a Easter egg because they wasn't out in the open. They was hidden. Oh, she was just frustrated at Easter egg hunt. Ooh, it's coming up too. And you going to have another Easter egg hunt. You going to be mad as hell. Everybody cracking eggs but you. Oh, she the worst.
Right.
Can't hide nothing.
Yeah, he had clothes hidden everywhere. What?
No. What does it matter?
Yeah, this is crazy. She's going to lose him if she keeps this up.
Yeah.
She really
he done lost him.
You're right. I agree.
When she made that call, that's it.
Proudly.
No man hanging around for that.
Yeah,
man.
Proudly.
Proudly. I proudly told him, guess what? I found your clean underwear in the basket in the laundry room. Now.
How you like me now?
Not no ladies' underwear.
No.
Right.
His. You think you're going to pull one over me?
Over here,
you know what else I found?
Wine and cheese and olives in the fridge.
Wine and cheese and olives in the refrigerator.
Right.
Who you think you are, mister? Who you think you doing? Who you think you is?
Oh,
that ain't all.
Place.
Oh, you thought you hid them garment bags in that closet? I looked right at it, found them, saw.
All right. Thank you, guys. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Junior will be here with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, he is here, Junior, in Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Shirley, call it Tommy. Look, man, today it starts, man. It starts today.
What's today?
The NFL Combine starts today. Ooh. Boy, they going for jobs today. Ooh. Oh, it starts today. We got the linebackers, wide receivers, offensive linemen, linebackers, DBs doing their best. But you know what I found odd, though, this year? You know, not really odd, but you just never, it's been so long since this happened, but Michigan got the most players that were invited to the combine. Texas had 13. Alabama had 11.
What about Georgia?
Georgia, they were like 13. So, you know, it's like, it's different Florida. When another team. Florida, I didn't see Florida. I didn't look down in Florida. But I think it's different when you have a different national championship, a national mm-hmm. champion. Mm-hmm. They're going to get the most players. Everybody's looking at them. What's up, Tommy?
What about LSU? What about LSU?
Because they quarterback. The quarterback for LSU. He's up there, man, and the wide receiver. But I'm going to tell you, who was your favorite part of the NFL Combine?
That 40.
The 40, that 40. Yeah, the race.
Okay.
I know that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but what group is your favorite?
Now, it's fun to watch them linemen run that 40.
That's what DB. I was getting to, Tommy. I want the linemen. I like the linemen when they run the 40 because I don't want to see nobody running the 4-2 and all that. Yeah, all that's nice, but I can't do it. I got to watch people I can identify with. I can identify with a lineman. I can't identify with no running back.
But there's some linemen moving, though, dog. They move.
Man, there's some linemen move. But they got some DNs, man, running 4-4s, 4-2s. So it's going to be fun to watch today, man. I'm going to watch all weekend. I'm going to see what happens because, you know, this is going to determine a lot because the draft is next month. So we're going to have to see what happens.
I like watching it because of the college. I love watching these college boys go for these jobs, their dream jobs, mm-hmm. and wanting to be in the NFL. So it's interesting to watch.
But it's different this year because, you know, because of NIL, you know, they coming to the combine a little different.
Coming there with a few million dollars in their pocket.
Yeah,
you got $5 million already. You ain't finna just talk to me no any kind of way, coach.
Right.
I got more money than you. Yeah, I got a check now. Yeah. I don't know why you sit up here asking me when I'm gonna start. I start when I'm ready to start. I ain't ready right now. I got too much money. They but these boys are in college making this type of money, and now they going to the NFL to make some more money on top of that. That's gonna be good to see. I'm excited to watch it.
That combine, that's a dream come true, man.
That's what I said. It's a dream job for
them. It's a dream job. It's a dream invitation. They've been going all week, but they have meetings all week long, and then on Thursday, that's when they start. From Thursday to Sunday, they start doing the combine. It's only 321 players that get invited to the combine this year, and you happen to be one of the 321 out of all the players in college football. That's amazing.
All right, Junior, thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, a man on social media needs some advice. He says his wife wants to fire the babysitter because she's hot.
He done told you now. He tried.
We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Jerry on Facebook says, I think I have to fire our babysitter. He needs some advice, guys. He says, and it's all porn's fault. Recently, my wife and I have gotten into a really nice habit of using porn to help us get in the mood. It's been fun discovering what she's into and having us discover more about each other. The downside is she sees how much, quote, babysitter porn is out there, and I guess it's made her realize how hot the babysitter we use is. I don't know if she thinks I'm going to take a shot at her like they do in porn, or maybe she's worried that she will. I just know that it sucks that I have to take someone's job away because of how attractive they are. Either way, my wife wants her out of the picture. Is there more to this than I'm seeing?
And you don't need to be fighting this. You need to get this fine-ass babysitter out your house right now. You got to.
Fire her because she's cute?
Yeah. Because you done watched all this porn with these babysitters. Sooner or later, it's going to click. So stop. Yeah. And she fine.
Temptation.
Good God almighty. Get that out of your house, because I can assure you, partner, I can assure you, you're going to try. Stop. Don't do it. Don't do it.
You know the porn plot to the movie.
Man. Right. You know it ain't really no plot to it.
Oh, wait. So I've heard.
Yeah.
So I
really?
Yeah.
See,
yeah,
that's what I heard. That's what I heard.
There's
that's
no plot, and Carla just heard about it. Okay.
Yeah. Somebody had told me that.
Whatever your wife wants, make her happy. I'm telling you, get that lady out your house.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. One of your friends
will
hire her or something.
Yeah, she got to go. I don't care. She is fine. She got to go. But that next baby titty better have a front tooth missing. That's what you need. And then that. You need that one. But you can't have this fine one in here. She has to go. But that next baby titty, you should be, when she smiles, you better see a tonsil. You can't have nobody in there.
Right.
Fire her, lose your marriage.
Fine do not work.
All right, we have time for another one, guys. Sherry on Steve Harvey FM writes, last week I was eating at a local cafe and saw a friend having lunch with the college-age son of another of our friends. I thought it was a bit weird, but I didn't think too much of it until I saw them share a very intimate kiss before they left. Now I'm debating whether or not I should tell my friend that her son is dating one of our 40-something friends. Do I just keep this to myself or tell my friend?
This ain't got nothing to do with you.
Telling.
They're all
eat
friends.
Your food and carry your butt on back to your house. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
To work.
People don't know how to mind their business. Mm-mm. You can't even grow up and date an older woman. I found somebody getting all in the middle of you.
Well, is she thinking this is too close to home or something?
What?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Now, they do need to find another place to get them something to eat at, evidently. Yeah. Because evidently, they need to get on the other side of town with this, because this is too close.
They're all out in the open with it, though, so maybe they don't care.
Mm-hmm. No. I know
you
what know.
You don't think she should say anything?
No.
No, Carla, nothing. You know that woman can't say nothing about this here. Mm-mm.
Why?
Because I saw
he's feeding the boy at Applebee's. Let the boy eat and get a little kiss. Carla, good God. People don't get to live.
Everybody eats good in the neighborhood. I mean, come on, man. That's like
college
I said. It's Applebee's.
Son.
Don't even live. It's
son.
Okay, well, say something to your son. Don't say nothing to your friend then. Okay. Yeah, I saw you with my friend. That's all you got to say. But what
well, she's
going to
tell the son's mom, who's a friend.
Right there. Yeah. That's
I saw your talking. Son with one of our friends.
And they kissed at Applebee's.
Uh-huh. Why intimately. Tongue.
At Applebee's.
Why would you want to tell that, though?
But he's in college and she's 40-something.
What that she got to do with his mama?
Mother.
She's old enough to be his mama. And so
that's what I'm looking for.
You're old enough to be his cougar.
That's what I am looking for.
All right.
But quit right, going guys. Where everybody know your name, okay?
Cheers.
Yes.
All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so DJ Khaled is getting clowned after his bodyguards had to carry him rather than him risk messing up his ultra-rare, unreleased Jordans. Did you guys see that?
I saw that, and I thought it was great.
Khaled posted the clip to his Instagram earlier this week while promoting his upcoming album. In the clip, he is heard saying, "I don't want to get my Jordans dirty. Can I get everybody to help me, or can I get anyone to help me? Can't mess up my J's. Can't mess up the J's." While his guards accommodated the request, carrying him from the car over sand and to the stage, it seems his attempt to flex backfired. People are saying he needs to get off his high horse. But he didn't want to mess up his shoes.
I thought it was a bit much. That was just me, though. I thought it was a bit much.
And DJ Khaled is a small man.
I feel for them boys trying to carry his ass all the way across the street.
He's not a small man.
Take your shoes off like everybody else do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just put them in the car and go on in. Because you shouldn't have worn them. It's what you shouldn't have did. Shouldn't have worn
them. He must don't have no good pedicure. Maybe that's what it was. He just didn't want to take his shoes off.
Of course he had on socks, right?
He didn't
want to
mess up the Jordans.
But take them off, Carla, and walk in the sand and put them on when you get to the stage.
All right. Yeah. Well, if I have as much money as DJ Khaled, sneaker alert, pick me up and carry me across. Do your job.
They were struggling.
They were.
That is not
all right, guys,
in the job
coming
requirement.
Up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, here we go with a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather put your hand inside a hornet's nest or kick a sleeping bear?
I'm not kicking that bear. I'm finna get bit up by them hornets, though.
Unless some Benadryl.
All
that. But we're not fooling with this bear, though.
Well, the only bear I will kick is either Smokey the Bear. Or Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
I'm kicking. Other than that, I'm just in this hornet's nest. But kicking no sleeping bear.
All right. Would you rather be the only person drunk at a party, or would you rather be the only person sober at a party?
B. Why is B?
Ain't now one of them fun, though.
I think not. Not now one of them.
You go to
they
the
both
party
to the extreme.
Fun.
I don't like that.
Yeah. But which one? I would rather be sober so I can see. Yeah. I can watch.
Yeah.
You can watch. People watch.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather get a tattoo of your spouse's name on your body, or would you rather get a piercing on your body of their choice?
I'm just gonna put my wife's name up here.
I just get your name. You ain't piercing me nowhere.
Nah.
If it ain't earrings, we threw with earrings.
Yeah.
Nah. And she get to choose where I get pierced. Nah.
All right.
Well, why are you jumping?
Because y'all, I come to work, y'all be like, "Junior, your shirt look different."
Antibiotic, Junior. What's going on?
Would you rather date someone who's very similar to you, or would you rather date someone who is the complete opposite? Opposites attract.
Probably the opposite.
Yeah, B. Because
really?
Opposite.
Yeah.
I'm tired of me. I
can't talk to me.
What
I can't
do that.
What do
you guys have in common, though?
I don't know. It
How would you
everything.
Get along?
We can't.
I don't know. I'd rather explore that than explore the person that's like me.
That's very similar to you.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Okay. All right. Would you rather have threesomes with your partner?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or would you rather only have sex with your partner once every 2 months?
Oh, no. We finna get this threesome.
We
finna get to move around right here.
Once every 2 months? That's not enough.
That's Keisha. You met Keisha? That's Keisha. Cool.
Tomorrow. Who's coming over tomorrow, Tommy?
Laverne.
Holy
shit.
I'm scared to ask.
She's 60.
Man, I can't say
that. Junior, come on.
I'm scared because I'm already on B. Hell, I don't know why. Why the hell I say A and she listening? Why would I do that?
Okay. Thanks, guys. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up, it is our last break of the day, and we will close out the show right after this.
I see why you stressed.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here we are, guys. Last break of the day on this Wednesday. Earlier in the morning today, we had a discussion about what do you miss about back in the day? We had it then, but we don't have it anymore. Like Polaroids, Walkman,
two-way pages, vinyl records.
All of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So what do you miss now, Tommy?
I miss that cassette tape, though. I really do. That cassette tape was a beast. Yeah.
You know what I hated about it, though? When you would take it out and it would mess up and you had to...
If you don't get that number two,
it's
going
to turn it. What? What I don't miss. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Junior?
Ah, man. I'm going to tell you what I miss. My Walkman. Boy, you couldn't tell me nothing. I had that Walkman. You see me? I had to put my fingers. Hold on, just to stop. Hold on, I'm coming. What you say? Because you had to stop your Walkman. That's it.
Yeah.
Clunk.
Go ahead. Yeah. I miss a Walkman.
Tommy, you said
Cars. It's two cars that I missed that I didn't get a chance to experience.
What?
That Prelude was cold.
Oh, the Honda Prelude?
That Honda Prelude, man.
Everybody wanted one of those.
I wanted one of them things right there.
Two car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And man. Then.
What's the other one?
That Maximum.
Baby with the gold BBSs. You better talk about that Maximum. Yes, everybody wanted that box Maximum.
That box Maximum, boy.
Yes.
Do they still make those? They still make them?
No, not like that.
No. Oh, not like that. No. Mm-hmm. No. But wow. Yeah, that was the car. What about the Celica? Remember, everybody wanted a Celica.
Toyota Supra.
Remember the Supras?
Oh, Supra. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah.
I forgot about the Supra, for real.
Yeah.
Now, you know what else was fly?
What?
Acura Legend was fly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You had made it
when that first came out.
Yeah, you made it if you had an Acura Legend.
What?
Let me tell you, it was different. No one else had that. It was different.
No, they didn't.
Mm-hmm. You made it if you had an Acura Legend, if you had a Navigator, not an Expedition. Oh, yeah.
No, the Navigator. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you had
any BMW car, mm-hmm. any one of them. Mm-hmm.
The ultimate
318 5 Series.
Who you knew had a 5? That's it.
I knew someone. Yeah. Never.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have it.
As I got older, though, I did have a 745. I called it a quarter to eight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I called it a quarter to eight.
You know, that was my favorite car by BMW, too. That's
That was a nice car. It was big. It was smooth driving. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me who else is.
Huh. I would say, you know what else they mean? I wish they bring back them Crown Royal bags on them stick shifts. Them old school players had Crown Royal bags on that stick shift.
With that change in it.
With that change in it. Yes. You needed that
so
change.
You could pull over and use the payphone.
Right. Yes. Right.
Oh, the or the car payphone. Wash.
Which oh, the car wash.
Man.
Yeah. Ooh, the car wash.
Man. Know what you're saying, Shirley?
Oh, no, I was saying earlier, you said you missed your shag. The shag hairstyle.
Low on the top, long in the back, 4 hours. You couldn't tell me nothing.
How old were you talking about shag?
Every now and then I get a part, too. Boy, put a part in there. What?
I can't imagine you in a shag.
Yeah. T, how old was you when you had the shag? How old was you then?
Oh, man. 16, 17.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to see your
picture. With an Izod shirt on? Boy, you couldn't tell me nothing.
Tell you nothing.
Oh, boy.
You had all the latees.
Man.
Right.
Wow.
So Jabot jeans? Lord.
Awesome Jordache jeans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for the girls, the chic.
Boy, yeah. When them girls put them... When a black woman put them chic jeans on, Lord, today.
Wait a minute. My mama put a pair of chic.
I got to ask, Carla and Shirley, I got to ask y'all this. Yes. Did y'all have the hairdos like salt and pepper?
Mm-hmm. No, Monica did.
Monica did. I had short at the top and long at the bottom. I did have that.
I had the flip. And then under. But my hair wasn't that long.
Yeah. Yeah, about shoulder.
Yeah.
But y'all put shoulder. Them. Y'all put them curling irons to work back then. Boy, them curling irons was working.
Yeah.
So y'all didn't have no Jerry curl. I was the only one.
I had
a relaxer. A relaxer.
You mean a texturizer?
He said a relaxer.
Did you all ever have a Jerry curl, though, for real?
I did not.
Jerry curl.
You did?
But
Carol,
I had plenty. I was in the sixth grade, I think. Yeah, sixth grade.
Really?
Well, you had a young curl.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Young curl. I was in sixth grade. Yeah. Okay. When I had mine.
No, I didn't have
my mama couldn't do nothing with my hair.
My mom did hair, so. Put a chemical in my hair? No, ma'am.
I didn't have one, but I had plenty of family members that did have a Jerry curl because had so many tiles laced across the back of that sofa.
That's so
low. You better not put your head back.
I do miss this, though.
What?
I miss the fragrance of Lagerfeld cologne.
Lagerfeld.
Lagerfeld was cold.
Mm-hmm. Polo in the green box. Polo, yeah. All those guys.
Oh, man.
Monica just sent us a picture of her with her.
We have her shag.
That flip.
Her salt and pepper juice.
Oh, there it is right there.
We posting this.
You should
we
post that. This. Yeah, you should post that, Monica.
That's you?
Come on, said, Mississippi.
No. Well, I tell you, I'm not posting the curl.
Or my flip. Short in the top, long in the back. No.
I'll do the flip, because that's on my prime picture. But
that was fun.
Take us home, Tommy.
Alright, this is Steve Harvey Morning Show, y'all. In the words of my uncle, talk to God. He would love to hear from you. Until tomorrow, y'all be in peace. And think about them jelly beans. Remember them shoes you used to wear called jelly beans?
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.